The KML Foundation is a valuable entity that supports Kettlemarine Lutheran High School. The two primary goals of the foundation are to invest gifts in endowment funds and then to make annual distributions for the earnings for student assistance and college scholarships. Those distributions were made just a couple of weeks ago, and the news is very exciting. My guest today is Jody Hansen. Jody serves as our Director of Operations and also serves as the treasurer of the KML Foundation. He will share the details of the board's actions and the impact that will positively affect current and future KML students. Now, here's our podcast. I'm very excited because this is the month we get to report on the distributions that the KML Foundation makes for student assistance and various college scholarships. The board meets in January to make those distributions, and this month we get to report on that to you. My guest today is Jody Hansen. Jody is our KML Operations Director, but he also serves as the treasurer for our KML Foundation. And so he can explain the process and how this all works on the distributions that we make every year. So welcome, Jody.
Thanks, Paul. Glad to be here.
First of all, Jody, I think everybody knows the foundation gets money, they invest the money, and they distribute the money. But how do they get the money in the first place?
It comes from different sources, but basically our donors. Could be through their estate, through their will, their trust. We also run a golf outing each summer and our clay shoot in fall, so we also raise money to go into the foundation from those events.
So when the foundation gets money from whatever source it is, what do they do with the money?
We receive it and we invest it in the Wells Investment Fund. They run various different platforms for endowments, and they've been really great to work with. They make it easy and economical for us.
So I said at the beginning that the foundation just recently made the distributions. Yep. So we've got the money, we invest the money. How do we decide those distributions? How does that all work?
So the board, years ago, they discussed how and what is that amount and how the method is. They've decided on 5% of the assets to disperse to the tuition assistance or college scholarships.
So we give money. Let's start with the student assistance, first of all. How much did the foundation give for the KML Student Assistance Fund this year?
$100,000.
Wow. And roughly how many families get student assistance here at KML?
About 40 to 50.
So this is a pretty significant portion.
It is.
And total, how much money is given every year? Because I know there are other sources of income for student assistance besides the foundation. What's the total?
We give about $150,000 away in tuition assistance, so the foundation's of two-thirds, roughly, of that amount, so a very large portion.
So clearly, there are families that really appreciate these distributions from the foundation every
Absolutely.
Year. It's really making an impact. Wonderful. And is this going up every year? Is it kind of staying the same?
No, it's growing. More money that donors have given, estates that have given. Stock market also has an effect on that, so the stock market has returned some good numbers in the last year, especially. So that allows us to give more support. But we also average the asset balance over 12 quarters just to help take care of some of the ups and downs, so it's a more constant gift to the tuition assistance program.
And that sounds like it makes sense, so you don't have these spikes and variations that are pretty dramatic every year.
Correct.
That makes sense. Okay, then the second part, we talked about college scholarships. So a lot of people don't know that the foundation actually supports scholarships here at KML for our seniors. How does that work?
So the foundation this year gave $23,000 to college scholarships, and that can be MLC, could be other colleges, tech schools. So some of our donors give us money and we have it in a separate account specifically for be it an MLC scholarship or a just a college scholarship. So donors have set up these accounts where they can direct us how they would like that money to be given.
So these are individuals that do this?
Yep. Individuals, families, that want to have a specific purpose.
So those really are very special and again, provide a lot of benefit for our students. There were some other distributions that I know the foundation has made periodically. This year, there was a separate gift that was given. Talk about that a little bit.
Our students go on mission trips, and the foundation was requested by one of our teachers who manages the mission trips. If we could give $4,000 or $5,000 to them to help defer some of the costs for the chaperones that go on the trip with our students to take care of them, help them, guide them. So we're happy to be able to take care of their travel expenses, or at least a good portion of those travel expenses.
So the foundation is helping students, but helping in other ways as well. In this case, supporting the travel costs for chaperones so they can go on these mission trips and encourage more kids to go. That I think that's wonderful. The foundation is doing those kinds of things as well. Now, one of the exciting things about the foundation that has happened here this past year is we've exceeded $3 million. That's been a goal for a while. We finally hit it. What's the impact of that?
It's just to be able to help more families have a Christian education. It's a number, but we believe if we can get to $5 million, we can fulfill the whole need for tuition assistance. So that's our next step. We want to get to $5 million. Beyond that, we think we don't know what we want to do. The board will discuss and decide. It could be funding another portion of our ministry here at school. Whatever that we'll talk about when we get there.
So clearly, there's a need for more contributions to the foundation.
Definitely.
Yes. Now, we do get gifts for the foundation, and you and I both see these. Sometimes people are really encouraged to give to the foundation. Some people really don't want to give to the foundation. A simple way that I often say it is, do you want your gift used immediately? Or do you want a gift that's going to be invested and have an impact over time? And the foundation, obviously the second one of those. But especially the estate gifts are where we can grow this foundation.
Yeah, definitely. Many people have that in their estate plan to give the, might be just to the school, might be to the foundation, but it's a great way to help the ministry and families for years to come and maybe not just have one impact, but years on.
I also have to tell you, I've reported this in various places, but I want to tell you here for the viewers, 2023 was really a pretty amazing year for estate gifts here at KML. In both cases, the school received over $312,000 of estate gifts. Much of that was used for the Let's Grow Together campaign, but there was other designated gifts for things like our operating expenses and student assistance. The foundation also received well over $300,000 that is invested and is going to have a perpetual support for these things that we've talked about. But talking about perpetual, talking about the future, what do you see the future of the foundation, Jody?
I think continue to grow and make a ongoing and larger impact down the road. Can we start helping funding some of our operating costs to help control tuition? That's a possibility. It could be a building project. It could be equipment. The sky's the limit. We don't know until we get to that point that we can fulfill the tuition assistance need. It'll be fun to have those discussions to decide where we can help next.
Yeah. Well said. You know, I have to tell you that we talked a little bit about the special funds that individuals might set up. We call them named endowed funds. And that's where some of the college scholarships comes from. You know, we might have a family who says, I really want to support and encourage kids that maybe don't want to go to a four-year college. I want to go into the trades. What's there to encourage and support them? So there's a special fund that does that. Graduates here that maybe want to go into the ministry, but we know that the people going to the public ministry, their costs for going to MLC, and then maybe those that are pastors to the seminary, their costs involved. And so there's
a few families that have said, we want to help those kids get on the right start for going to MLC and going to public ministry. If you're interested in creating your own fund that has a specific purpose, give us a call. There are ways that we can set things up like that for you. Jody, I'm going to ask, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I just would like to thank all of our supporters and donors and people that attended our golf outing and clay shoot. Appreciate all your support and your prayers. We look forward to our events coming up this year again. And again, thank you.
You know, I said this is one of the most exciting episodes that we do every year. You can see why. We're helping dozens and dozens of families and students here at KML. And it's because of you. The fact that people like you are making donations to the foundation, creating named endowed funds, getting those dollars invested can make a huge impact. Over the last few years, that number has just gone up higher and higher. And the fact that we gave away over $123,000 this year to help our students is just amazing. And it's exciting. If you'd like to learn more, give me a call, because this is a great way that we can affect your life and your plan and your legacy. And to me, what a great way to leave a legacy for the future students here at KML.
I want to thank Jody and the entire KML Foundation board for their work with the various endowed funds. I also want to thank the many people who named the foundation in their estate plans or gave current gifts through QCD donations, beneficiary listings, appreciated assets, or simply cash. Each gift is adding to the impact. If you would like to learn more about the KML Foundation or ways you can support this work, contact me at paul.snemiska@kmlhs.org. I'll gladly provide information and share ideas that fit your personal situation and goals. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.